Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is PMP. Talk to the Twins. This is one of the twins. We're waiting on the other one. But this is Butterfly, and I just want to thank you all for tuning in today. We have a special guest on the show this evening. If you would like to share that this show is on, please do so. You can go to Instagram and Talk to the Twins Show and make sure you share that. We have a new episode on today. Or you can go to our Facebook page, T2TT, and share that we have a new episode today. Also, you'll find the link to this show, which is on T2TT shows. The show is called Talk to the Twins Show Live with the hit stage play, Memoirs of a Mother. Now, doesn't that sound interesting? I hope you like our music in the background. Nice and soothing, relaxing, instrumental, meditative music to get you in the mood to sit back, relax, and listen to Talk to the Twins Show. While we're waiting for our lovely guest and for my counterpart to come on, I just want to go into a little inspirational moment with you. See, I'm doing my melatonin voice, you know, that's relaxing. So anyway, I wanted to share with you that a lot of times things come your way in order to promote you, to grow you. And I don't mean always good things, but sometimes bad things. We recently had some bad things come our way. And I'm telling you, it has not been easy this week. I'm so glad today is Friday. But I'm glad that's in the past. But what we have encountered has really made us grow. It's making us pull together even tighter. So, yeah, the enemy means it for your bad, but God means it for your good. Amen? So if you are encountering distractions or anything of that nature, just know that God is with you and hold tight. Don't be discouraged. Continue to stay the course. Sometimes you're allowed to take a break. You're allowed to take a break and chill out and, you know, let God do his job. Let him do his job. So you have to sit back, because a lot of times we keep going and going and going. And I know people say, don't stop, keep pushing, that's it. But sometimes you have to stop and take a look at what is really going on. Because if not, you will put yourself into a position where you are just overwhelmed, exhausted, and you can't go on. So, and you know what? This thing did not want to come up. See, the enemy works, but hopefully I said something that would encourage you today if you're going through a challenging time right now, that will motivate you to continue on. Know that it's not that those who are swift, but to those that endure. So the race is not given to the swift, but to the one that endures. And it takes a lot to endure something. So, you know, be patient. Hold fast. And make the necessary changes that need to be made in order to complete the task at hand, because you never know where it may lead you. Just don't give up. We have some soft music. I hope you're liking it. Patrika will be going live on Facebook. And doing her thing. I won't be with her. I'm in another location, so I'm unable to go on with her this time. Hopefully she'll call in a moment and we can get started. But this is crazy. Let's see what's going on here. Well, we are PNP Talk to the Twins, better known as the Twice Twins. Again, I am Butterfly here live on Blog Talk Radio. And we have been having this show for quite some time. And sometimes, you know, you gotta move on past different things and try something new and put that little thing on hold. Okay, I think we're ready. Is that Angel Wing? Are you there?
Angel Wing is ready. I'm looking for Twice Impact to bring her butt on.
It's a crazy.
Go ahead, I'm on this part. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We,
I am. PNP talks with us.
Yes. Well, I just gave an inspirational moment there. Did
we
you hear?
We're doing something new tonight with Talk to the Twin Show. Don't put it in front of our camera. Get him at it. Can't get you a hit, buddy. All right, this is Angel Wing, and we have an awesome show tonight. I'm getting the lips right. I don't want to look lost, but I don't know. All right. Did you get
stuff online?
Yeah. Okay. Our guests are ready for the interview, and I was going over a little inspirational moment there. And
I heard you.
Oh
yeah.
Did you hear the melodic voice? Oh yeah. Also, are you in Twice Impact? You've been invited in.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Invite me in.
I'm coming in right now.
Okay, well,
talk to you. The guests are here. They're online right now.
All right.
Ah, Mr. TJ. How you doing? We're trying to get the thing together. We're not together, so I'm inviting Twice Impact in to talk to the Twin Show. And tonight,
I
know I ain't going to be on here by myself.
Oh, well, you know, some things have to get going on.
Angel Wing, right there. Angel Wing, right there.
Okay, I'm going to invite the guest. Angel Wing.
Yes.
Angel Wing, stop talking to the people on Facebook Live, okay? Because we got guests on in the studio. Wait.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, you say hi to them later.
Turn on that light, buddy. Trying to get my technical support to help.
Okay, forget that. Forget that right now. Okay, I think with four guests on the line, I'm going to go with the first caller that called in so they can introduce themselves and give us a little bit of background of who they are and about the part that they are playing into the play, the hit stage play, Memoirs of Single Mothers. Hello, you're live on PNP Talk to the Twins. Are you there? Okay, that may just be a listener. Yes, it might be a listener.
Hello?
Hello?
You're live on PNP Talk to the Twins. Hello, how are you?
Hello?
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 Hello, yes. You're on live on PNP Talk to the Twins.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, great. Hi, my name is Garrett, and I'm Eric. I play the counselor of Memoirs of a Single Mother's. And I just wanted to thank you for inviting me on to your show this afternoon or this evening. And let's go from there.
All right. So your play, Memoirs of a Single Mother, that play itself is 6 volumes. We have some feedback.
Hello?
Yes. If you would turn, your volume down a notch, that way we
okay, hold on a second.
Yeah, we won't have any feedback in there. Yeah.
How's that? That's better?
Yes, you're clear as bell. Thank you. So we were asking about your play, Memoirs of a Single Mom. We would like to know what inspired you. Of a single mother, right? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, when is this play going to be in production? When are you going to come to the stage?
This play is supposed to take place September the 23rd at the Legacy
mm-hmm.
Cafe Studio in College Park on College Avenue.
Okay.
It's a dinner theater, so you can pretty much come semi-formal, relax, eat, you know, enjoy a good meal, enjoy some nice cold iced tea or whatever you prefer, and sit back and enjoy the production.
Okay. And also, I love the title that you have for the play, for the production. What inspired you to give it that title? What is your play basically telling our audience?
Well, I'm not the writer and producer. I'm just one of the actors. So you want to speak to Tiffany Terrell, who is the writer and producer of the production.
Okay. Is Tiffany with you or?
Is she supposed to be online? Is she online?
Let's see, in our studio.
She's not there? What about Denise?
Who
is Denise?
Who do you play in the play? What's your part in the play? We're going to ask you that.
My character name is Eric, and I play a counselor, and I'm counseling a room of maybe from, say, 8 to 11 women from all different types of walks of life and different generational gaps.
Oh, wow.
And everybody's pretty much venting about their problems, about their situations, and it all just comes to a head all of a sudden.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So you're going to be a counselor to 11 women. Wow.
Excuse me? What was that again?
You're going to be counseling 11 women on this, what you said.
I believe it's going to be 8 to 11, maybe 6 to 7. I'm not really sure what the number is right now because mm-hmm. she's going to do an all-out casting to cast a full production. Right now, we've just been promoting the play and the production, so I'm not really sure how many exactly there's going to be in the room at the same time. I know it should be between 6 and 8. I do know that much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's amazing. So there's quite a few actors and actresses in this play. We see that. If Miss Terrell is on the line in the studio, Butterfly, can you find her?
I'm not sure if she's on the line or not. Is Denise on the
line?
Let
me click over. Yes, hold on one moment, sir. Let me see. Hi, you're live on PNP Talk to the Twins. Hello, you're live on PNP Talk to the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're not getting, we had other actresses and actors on here, but hello, you're live on TNT Talk to the Twins.
Yes, hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Are you one of the actresses that is in the play, The Memoirs of a Single Mother?
I'm actually the producer and the owner of Tiffany Torrell.
Okay, hello. I was trying to get to you. Thank God I found you with the lines are lit up, and we were like, oh, my goodness. The thing we should have figured out was who was on the line.
So who we have that I they called in are two of my actresses. Well, one of my actors and one of my actors. So it's Denise and Garrett. So you were just talking to Garrett. He plays Eric in the play, and he's a therapist.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, he said he's going to be counseling the women throughout the play, and so that sounds really interesting. So what made you come up with this idea of doing the Memoirs of Single Mothers? It's so... you know, exciting, because there's a lot of single mothers out here, single fathers too, but a lot of single mothers. So give us your insight. What gave you this idea to do this play?
I came up with this name because women, period, have stigmas that's on us. So right now I'm writing a series of three plays, and the first one is Memoirs of Single Mothers. So I'm basically dealing with stigmas in our society that women have to face as single mothers. So inside of the play, people won't just see them being single mothers. They will actually see some of the trials and tribulations that they go through to get to the point of being a single mother. And a lot of times we're not in healthy relationships. A lot of people stay for the children, which is not always healthy. So a lot of people end up single mothers. And then also, our therapist, Eric, he's a single father inside of the play. So it's kind of like a twist and a plot with Memoirs of Single Mothers.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And you know what? Earlier this week, I had seen someone had wrote on their wall that it was a mother that was afraid to leave her domestic violence relationship because she didn't want to be a single mother. So this play, hopefully it will reach her and she will see that it's okay to be a single parent, that you can do it on your own.
Yeah.
But that
exactly.
is huge. Absolutely. And then single fathers, too, because I've met plenty of single fathers out there that are instrumental in their kids' lives. So that is awesome. And so you're going to be at the Legacy Cafe Studio in College Park, correct?
Yeah. It's the Legacy Studio Cafe. Yes, ma'am. And it's 3749 College Street, and that's College Park, Georgia.
College Park, Georgia. Okay, and also when this is going to be starting in September of 2017, this place.
Yes, ma'am. So we're starting kind of early with the promotions because I know that I'm new to the scene when it comes to production. But I am a publicist. I've been for 5 years. So now I'm starting off with the production side of it, which is Chasing 40 production as well. So we started early for the promotion, so we want to sell out the house, but we also want to bring something to everyone that it can be relatable. Like you said, with the young lady who don't want to leave because she don't want to be a single mother because of domestic violence. Actually, one of our characters is going through that inside of the play. Her name is Jasmine, but her real name is Denise. So she goes through that as well, where she faces where she has to be she's on the verge of being a single mother because she's in a very abusive relationship. So that is one of the characters that we have.
Oh, wow. So you are touching on a lot of little subjects there of single parenting, because it is a lot of different things that go on why parents become single parents. And this play is going to be
COVID. Are you looking to take the play to other cities, or is this is just your baby, you're starting out in your production?
Eventually, I would love to take it to different cities like Chicago, L.A., and certain cities, probably in the southeastern region, that are very, you know, open to us coming out and displaying what we're doing. Because in the play, it showcases five women, and all of them have different issues. And then we have the one guy that's within the play. So I would love to take it on the road.
Absolutely.
But we will.
You have,
yes, ma'am.
You have the best of both worlds in the production and then in the PR industry. So you know what it takes to get it moving. So that is amazing. So how can people audition for your stage play?
They can basically go on to they can go to Chasing 40. The 40 spelled out production.com. They can submit on there, or they can email us at chasing40productions@gmail.com. And we're actually casting for the rest of the play, because right now I have some of the characters for the play, because of course I wanted to start the promotions and marketing, like I said, the best of the worlds with the PR and the production company, because it's very important that people get the promotions out there, because a lot of us, we want to complete something, have it already complete, and once you'll be like a month out, and you're just not promoting, you're not going to get what you want out of it.
Absolutely. We totally agree with you. So, also, I wanted to ask you, well, that's good information. Make sure you send that to us so we can let others know. Because we may come out and audition for you. You never know. So most of the actors and actresses, are they actual single parents, or are they just their actors and actresses that are portraying those single parents? I'm sure some are, but are most of them single parents that are in the play right now?
That's funny you asked that question. Maybe one of them. One of them, she's actually married. In one, she is a single parent, and in one, she has no kids. So, not necessarily. But I am enjoying them because they're embodying that emotions. Because, of course, even though you may not be a single parent, you know someone that is a single parent.
Right.
I know that much. Absolutely. We got the young gentleman that's on it, Eric, that is the single father that is portraying in this play. Because I would like to hear briefly his perspective of dealing with the young women and himself as being a single father in this play. Do you think you portrayed the part really well?
Yes. He's Eric. Mr. Garrett is bodying the Eric character. He's at a point within the play where he's kind of sick of the client, just coming and going back and forth with him and telling him his problems. And he's like, well, I'm a single dad too, you know, and we all have problems, you know.
Yeah.
But what I would love to get from Eric, because he is the therapist, so the main point of the show is for people to heal and move on. So that he's the biggest key piece inside of the play, because a lot of us, we hold on to so many things where we can't move to the next level or be great, like a lot of people would say, because we're holding on to baggage. So that's why I want him in there, for the women to be able to confide in him, for him to have a stern hand to be like, look, ain't no pity party, but I am here to listen and help you.
Absolutely. Oh, I like that. Yes. Oh, there he is. Yeah. Well, I love it. I love the idea. This is definitely, I feel that it's going to make an impact on so many lives, and so many people will be able to relate to it. Especially here in Atlanta, because there are a lot of single parents
situation. So that is amazing that you have come up with this prayer. I mean, I would have thought of, but not of it. Like, I mean, that is amazing. So we want to thank you all for being on our show. We want to let people know that they can catch this play in September 2017. It's coming. She's out doing her promoting, Miss Tiffany Terrell, and she's getting everyone acclimated to that. It is coming really soon to the Legacy Cafe, right? Studio.
The Legacy Studio Cafe.
Legacy
and
Studio.
We actually have early bird tickets as well at memoirsofsinglemothers.eventbrite.com. Where their tickets are basically on sale because it will be a more interactive type of stage play where the actors and actresses will be throughout the audience as well and kind of bringing people in for them to be more relatable. And we're also serving dinner along with it. So it's something that's very different that we're bringing to Atlanta.
Yeah, the interactive
cafe, eat,
lunch, and be in the play yourself.
Cause
I mean,
will you be doing the line
taping
as well of the play? Yes, we will. We actually will.
Awesome. Well, we thank you. We apologize about this technical difficulty. We're trying to get you guys
on no problem.
Facebook is, I guess it's a new thing, the video in people, so we wanted to video in a couple of you guys, but that's okay.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
You.
We appreciate it.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. We definitely will be coming out to see this stage play and be a part, and we'll be sending in our photos for our audition.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on.
The more the merrier.
All right, well, we love Happy Big Family. But all right, well, thank you so much, you both, for being on PNP Talk to the Twins. We wish you so much favor and so much success with the stage play, and we just feel that it is.
Yeah,
and we've been out there to the Legacy Studio Cafe. We've been there. So
It actually was an event that I was doing where you guys were singing. I was like, I don't know if they remember me or not.
Yes, I remember you.
Yeah.
Wow. I thought you. Yes. Small world. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Well, thank you once again. We're going to get ready to go to our next segment of the show. We thank you guys for being on.
Okay, thank you.
PNP Talk to the Twins. Have a blessed day.
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Butterfly, I am here, honey. How you doing? Girl, I'm trying to tell you, stop watching me on Facebook so I can swipe photos at you in, honey. Oh, that's how I do.
If you stop watching me, then I can get you in here.
Oh, okay, you go. So, yeah, that's what I kept trying to say. Oh, wow, where'd you go? All right, well, that was a great show. The hit stage play, Memoirs of Single Mothers. We had the producer, Ms. Tiffany Terrell, live on PNP Talk to the Twins. What a phenomenal show. I believe that it is going to do really well. It's going to be at the Legacy Studio Cafe in College Park. We've been there. We've sung for, I believe, for her, and she had a beautiful fashion show empowering women, and it's just a small world. You just never know who you may run into. That's why you don't burn your bridges. You keep going, and you do well.
Yes.
It's the other time, so you never know what someone's going through. Ooh, it's been a week. It's been a week, I tell you. But we're still here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I tell you. I don't know why I didn't let me get in here. I want to bring this on up
soon. Okay. But once again, we thank you for tuning in to PNP Talk to the Twins. I guess she's going to try to swipe me in to do our motivational moment with you guys. But again, thank you for tuning in to PNP Talk to the Twins. We are the Twice Twins over and up.
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Butterfly.
Yeah, we still live on Blog Talk, but can you
yeah.
Talk in? All right, go ahead.
I'm trying, girl. If your picture's not
okay,
there anymore.
Well, I'm going to get off the Blog Talk, and we're going to go live. I'm going to call you live.
Okay. You going to swipe me in?
Yeah, I'm going to go live now, swipe you in. Bye.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. This thing ain't working.